Well, Locker Room Chats here conclude on 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Our final destination here with boys head coach of Nemaha Central, the Thunder, John Thomas. Locker Room Chats been provided here by Life Care Center of Seneca and Hauge Seed for Nemaha Central. Talking about the last two games here for your team before we talk about the final two games here this season. Last two games for you, Olpie and Riley County, picking up the win over Riley County 65-56, and the loss against Olpie. Coach, what can you tell me about these last two games for you and your team?
Well, I felt like we've played well the last two ball games, with the exception of just, you know, a few minutes here or there. But Riley, we jumped out to a significant lead and held on to that lead and really kept it about a 10-point game most of the way or more. And the Olpie game, gosh, we jumped out to a lead in that one too, but they playing at their place. They have some good shooters. They've got one particular really good basketball player, and I think he had 31 last night, and we were doing everything we could do to contain him, but I really felt like we competed hard. We just third quarter could have been better for us, so we just didn't leave the locker room and play with the energy we need to the third quarter.
Only two more games remaining here of this season. Concordia coming up on Friday, Sabatha next week, and that matchup against Sabatha, that won't count for anything, as substate alignments will be configured on Saturday. Concordia, that'll be your last game that goes into that. So, but again, you'd still like to get a win here, both these contests, try to propel yourself into substate on a high note. So how do you do that? How do you get these two last wins of the season heading into the substate that'll start next Thursday for your team?
Yeah, I think, you know, it starts on the defensive end. And we've got to play good defense. Offensively, I can't complain right now. We're doing some nice things offensively. So if we can get our defensive end to lock down the other teams a little bit better, we'll have our chances.
You know, there's always that saying, defense leads to the best offense. You feel like that the defense can kind of lead to maybe more some transitional points if they start cleaning up some things down to this point in the season?
Sure. Yeah. And, you know, we kind of need the transition game to be a positive for us. So one of our strengths should be in that area. And so if we can get the, you know, defensive stops and get some transition buckets, that's all the better.
These last two games here for you, Schmelzley's led with 25 points in both those contests against Riley County. Olpie, I know we've talked about him kind of week in, week out, but it's kind of hard to kind of move around a player like him. And when he's playing at this kind of level, I mean, how confident are you in his ability to, coming down this end of the season, that he's going to be continuously playing at a top level for you and your team heading into the postseason?
Oh, we put a lot of trust in him, and he's shooting the ball well right now. You know, he has the ability to break a person down defensively and get to the rim. He's a good leader for us, and again, I've said it before, but he has the ability to make people around him even better. So I think we get some other people, get some alleys, get some lanes that are created from the other team maybe concentrating on him a little bit more.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. We'll talk on our final locker room chat next Wednesday, but thank you here for joining us for week number 10.
You bet. Thank you.
That was Head Coach John Thomas with the Nemaha Central Boys. This locker room chat has been provided by Life Care Center of Seneca and Hauge Seed. Nemaha Central cleaning up the schedule here with Friday, Concordia, and then next week on Monday against Sabatha, and they'll start their substate play next Thursday, as the brackets will come out this Saturday.